following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What does green sound like?
You're getting warm. Warmer.
Ah, that's it.
It's time for Bridgestone's Rethink Green promotion. Now through April 30th, when you purchase a set of Ecopia or any of our other most fuel-efficient tires, including the all-new Dueler Alenza Plus, you'll receive a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Cheers to fewer trips to the gas pump. Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Expiration applies. See store for...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, with you on this Thursday program. Coming up, we've got a lot of baseball talk. Ohio State head baseball coach Greg Beals. We'll talk with Taylor Fish, the former Kearney High catcher who's now playing for the Huskers. Got the start in yesterday's win over Arkansas. We're also going to talk with Robin Washit of Husker Online Nebraska, getting a lot of transfers leaving the program. Now, again, on the surface, it doesn't look like that big of a deal. These are three guys that didn't play a whole lot, but they're all young. Where is this talent at? I mean, you're a freshman. Did you expect to play? Give me a break. And the numbers are kind of staggering all across the country about transfers first and second year in. It's just, I mean, what has really changed? I mean, I get it. You showed up and it's not what you wanted, but Hawkins, what are you thinking? I mean, Vucetic, you're 7-1. If you can't play at Nebraska, come on. Tim Wagner, he broke an ankle, so he wasn't going to play last year anyway. I don't know, folks. I don't know. But we'll talk with Robin about that. A little bit of spring football, as the Huskers are about a week away now from spring ball. So there you go. If you would like to be a part of the program today, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. Of course, the Dent Popper inbox for all your emails, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can call us anytime at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Well, our Midtown Mark Cooler question, want to jump right in there. With Tiger Woods out, do you plan on watching the Masters? A little closer than I thought. Yes, 38%. No, 31%. Another 31% said if it's close on Sunday. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, our poll question today. Major League Baseball is a few days into the regular season with instant replay. Has it had an effect on the game? Yes, it helped make the right call. It hurt because of slowing down the game or incorrect calls, or it's too early to tell. Well, it's had an effect on the game. There's no doubt about it. And I haven't actually had to sit through and watch
a long overturn or a short overturn. It seems like they're moving along, but it definitely does slow down a game that is already slow enough. But I think it has helped make the right call. I think the bad thing is that it's made quite a few overturns already here on the season. I mean, I would have expected one. I mean, that's really what I was thinking. You know, maybe in the first week there's one. But boy, how many have there been? Five, six, seven?
Well, I know that when they initially said it, you could expect, and expect was in quotes, one every about 6 weeks. And so just the absolute number that we've had has been quite a shock. You know, I stayed up for that 16-inning Cub defeat last night, and they had one in the 12th.
I forgot to bring that up to Cub fan this morning, because when that didn't happen in the ninth, I said, buckle in for 17, baby, and I was almost right.
I do like the fact that we got out of a bases-loaded jam in the 13th, but as I was groggily falling asleep, I heard Len Casper say, and that'll do it. The Pirates win. Pirates win.
Cubs lose. Royals lose. Yankees lose. And only one of them really makes me happy. So I'm just going to hang here with the Royals. I know everybody wants to go over the top the first couple three games, but let's remember, Kansas City is opening the season on the road against the team a majority of prognosticators and Major League Baseball professionals that follow the game are picking to go not only to win the AL Central, but to win the World Series. And the Royals have taken them to the final at bat in two games. If they can scratch out that third game today, if they could go 1-2 at Detroit, that's great. You've been competitive. You've pitched well. You really didn't make a lot of bad plays. You are going to have to hit the ball better. But everybody, that first week, every pitcher that gets his first start is supposed to be pretty crisp if he's not just a rookie or is worth his salt. So there you go. Anyway, getting back to our Midtown Mark Cooler question, your thoughts on instant replay, vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. A couple of other things to throw out for you here. A big NBA game tonight, but we've got the NIT. And it's going to be a fun night tonight, I believe, because there will be some interest, at least again in Nebraska. You've got Minnesota SMU. You've got the Minnesota Ball Club out of the Big Ten that was very competitive, just missed the NCAA tournament. And then you've got the slam dunk and three-point competition that will be on ESPN television down from Dallas. And that will have Jordan Hooper of the Huskers, Ethan Rogge of Creighton in the three-point contest. And then, of course, you've got always the slam dunk championships as well. But brings me to the question again. This was one of those things we talked about at the beginning, kind of while we were wondering, would Nebraska get into the NCAA tournament? How do you feel now? Because at the time, a lot of people said, just get into the NCAA tournament. That's all that matters. Do you still feel the same way now that you see Minnesota playing for the NIT championship? Had Nebraska got in the NIT, let's say that they took Minnesota's place. They're 4-0. They're playing tonight on national television, and they would have played on national television the last couple of games. They would have been at Pinnacle Bank Arena, because I have to assume if they would have made the NIT, they would have been a number one seed because they would have just missed out. At worst, a number two, so they would have had at least two home games, if not three. And basketball would still be going at this time. We wouldn't be talking about all the bonuses for Tim Miles yet, and he would have made a little bit. He kind of would have made the same amount of money. It just would have been different. Instead of making the NCAA tournament, he'd have got to the 20 wins and a couple of other things that the Huskers didn't get to. So what has your opinion changed at all? Give us a buzz. Give us an email. Give us a post on a tweet today at ESPN 1460 1550. Would you rather have Nebraska playing tonight in the NIT final, or were you fine with getting into the NCAA tournament? And I guess today, maybe even my opinion has changed just a little bit. I recognize and I realize that NCAA tournament is where you want to be. And you know what? I kind of think it's okay. Nebraska made it. It caused a big buzz in the state, and I think maybe an even bigger buzz than had they been in New York, which I didn't know that was possible. That'll change if Nebraska getting that Danny Knee run and get there 4 years in a row or more, and we'll see if Tim Miles can do that. But they will have to do that by finding some new players.
Doug, do you think that the 125,000 at all crossed Tim Miles' mind during that quarterfinal when he's losing that 18-point lead, or do you think it was strictly basketball going on in his mind?
I think it was strictly basketball.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I mean, Christmas at the Miles household probably still pretty good.
Agreed.
By the way, we've just been informed that today's game against Detroit canceled. Kansas City and Detroit canceled due to the weather. So the Royals, they don't get to, they don't lose three.
There you go.
They don't lose three, baby. That's what it's all about. They do not lose three. We told you earlier in the week, Amherst Golf postponed today. They're going to make that up on Monday. We'll see what happens with some of the soccer. There is soccer scheduled, and soccer can be played in this type of weather. Hopefully it's not too bad. There's a lot of track that is scheduled for tomorrow, including the Knights of Columbus over at Grand Island Central Catholic. A couple of other things. We have a National Athlete of the Week again, and this time it comes from Hastings College. Jennifer Magg was the Field Athlete of the Week in the GPAC, as was her teammate Tyler Rathke, and now Mag has been named the NAIA National Women's Outdoor Field Athlete of the Week. She secured herself an automatic position in the Outdoor Track and Field Championships with marks in the shot put, the discus, and the hammer, and it got to take place right on her home turf there at the Bronco Invite the past weekend. She's the two-time indoor national champion who is participating in her first outdoor meet of the year, and she just did everything. She did everything. Throwing the shot, throwing the discus, took the title in both. Right now, first in the country in the shot and second in the discus. And this is in the NAIA. And, of course, we're just getting underway. I get that. But still, the best marks of the weekend. And for Rathke, Tyler on the men's side, he is second in the NAIA in the disc. He is fifth in the hammer throw. And he also medaled in the shot put over the weekend. So congratulations to those young athletes. And Coach Mark Bauer apparently has a pretty smart wrestling crew because the MIAA Academic Honor Roll was released this morning. And I believe I counted 11 young men that made the MIAA Academic Honor Roll far and away more than most of the schools. Central Oklahoma also was well represented. Ryan Bauer, Dan DeShazer, Dima Gershinoff, Mark Fiala, Colton Johnson, Clay Kosick, Brett Labuda, Matt Lana, Matt Oliver, Nick Ridgway, Andrew Reedy, all MIAA Academic Honor Roll. So congratulations to those young men. And the updated high school soccer rankings, I want to run those down for you real quick. Not a whole lot of changes here through the first couple of weeks of the season, but on the boys' side, Kearney High has moved up to number 5. They will host number 4, Lincoln Southwest, on Saturday. On the girls' side, Kearney is 8th and Lincoln Southwest is 7th, so they meet up a bunch of rated teams on Saturday. In Class B boys, Lexington 6th, Hastings 7th. Class B girls, Hastings is 8th in the Lincoln Journal Star. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to catch up with Robin Washit of HuskerOnline.com to talk spring football and the transfers from Nebraska basketball right after this.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape. There's a saying that the best time to plant a tree is yesterday. Hey, Central Nebraska, this is Greg Sharp. You can't turn back the clock, so don't wait. Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Johnson's team of designers will meet your needs and exceed your expectations, whether residential or commercial, with a vast array of landscaping options. Stay ahead of the clock. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape now or on the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
Baseball season is finally here. And guys, if you're into fantasy baseball, you'll want to hear this. These new one-day fantasy baseball leagues at FanDuel.com are the hottest thing in fantasy sports. At FanDuel, you play in one-day fantasy baseball leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. And with no season-long commitment, you only play when you want. And you can pick a new team any day. And get this, there's a guy in Detroit named Chris Prince who's won over $535,000 playing at FanDuel. And he's not alone. Over 245,000 people have already won money playing in these one-day fantasy leagues at FanDuel.com. FanDuel is the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. It's so big that they're paying out up to $1 million in winnings every day during baseball season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 9292. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 9292.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
The college basketball postseason continues this weekend on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thursday from Madison Square Garden, it's the men's final of the NIT as Minnesota takes on SMU at 6. Then Saturday, the men's final four from Dallas as Florida takes on Connecticut at 5 and Wisconsin battles Kentucky at 8:30. The women's final four is Sunday night, Notre Dame, Maryland at 5:30, Connecticut, Stanford at 8. But the men's NIT final, Minnesota SMU, Thursday night at 6 here on ESPN Radio.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Area 4 today and for tonight. As temperatures stay steady in the 30s today, we'll see some scattered areas of light rain, sleet, and snow. Any sleet and snow accumulation stay from a coating to an inch with a gusty north wind. Right now, it's 36.
All right, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder?
Doug and Daddy Show, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on a rainy Thursday, first Thursday of April. We're glad to have you along with us. Coming up in our next segment, Greg Beals, Ohio State baseball coach, as they roll into Lincoln. They stubbed their toe a little bit. Now, albeit it was against Indiana, but they were swept last week. Nebraska had an off week in the conference, and they started 1-2. So the teams that were picked, of course, against Iowa, the teams that were picked to finish second and third didn't get off to a very good start in Big Ten conference play. So an important series as Ohio State comes back to Lincoln again this year to take on the Huskers. So we'll talk with him. Also, Husker catcher Taylor Fish scheduled to join us in the last segment. But right now, Robin Washit from Husker Online is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Robin, do you have any eligibility left? There are roster spots for the Big Red.
You know, I actually tried out during one of those open tryouts they had back in like 2006 when Doc was hosting that, when they couldn't even fill their roster, and I did not make it. So I think that the writing is on the wall for me as far as my basketball career goes.
No Rudy Rudiger or Vince Papale stories for you?
Nope. Unfortunately, I didn't even make it through the whole thing because I got a blister the size of a silver dollar on my foot because I didn't even have real basketball shoes. So It was pretty embarrassing.
Well, a story. It is a story, ladies and gentlemen. It is a story. Well, I guess I'm not surprised that some kids are going to be moving, and I think that was kind of the feeling. It wasn't necessarily that someone would or wouldn't, but who and how many. Are you surprised by all three at the same time? This kind of seemed like maybe it was a done deal before the season even got over.
Yeah, I mean, two of them were no surprise at all, and that's Sergei Vucevic. You know, I think everybody knew that he was probably better off moving on because, I mean, he was going to not see his role increase. And I think it was just kind of a given that, you know, for him to ever see the court, he'd have to go elsewhere. So I think it was a mutual decision for him to part ways. And, you know, Tim Wagner, you know, he was a guy that came to Lincoln because his dad is one of Tim Miles' best friends from when they grew up together. So that was kind of Miles doing his dad a favor and, you know, bringing in a kid that could potentially be, you know, a three-point shooter and also help boost the team APR. So that didn't work out because he broke his foot in October, and, you know, I think he wants to go have a chance to actually play. So that was really no big deal. But I think the Nathan Hawkins one, that was the only real surprise, so to speak. I think that he was obviously unhappy with the amount of playing time he got this year, and I think that he was probably looking around at the roster they had coming back and, you know, some of the new guys they're bringing in, and just kind of figured that, you know, he might have a better opportunity to you know, be a more of a big man in the rotation somewhere else. And I think he also wants to move back closer to his home state of Texas. You know, his family is all down there. He has a pretty serious relationship with his girlfriend who's down at Texas A&M. So I think that had a lot to do with it. So there are a couple factors with him. You know, I think he's a guy that certainly could have helped, you know, as his game developed. And, you know, he kind of got his defense going a little bit more. And pair that with his shooting, which is pretty good. You know, he's a pretty good three-point shooter. So I think he could have helped in some aspect, but, you know, he's a kid that declined to redshirt this past season because he wanted to play right away, and you know, didn't really see nearly the minutes I think he thought he would get going in, and just decided that you know, it's time to test the waters elsewhere and, you know, see if he could find a better opportunity.
Well, let's be frank, Robin. I mean, if you're not seeing playing time at Nebraska, despite them having a good finish to the year this year, I mean, is he still a Division I kid, even with 360-some Division I programs? I mean, can he find a four-name school down there in Texas, Texas San Antonio or something? You know, is that what he's looking at?
Well, you know, I think it kind of depends. I think there's certainly opportunities down there. You know, I think maybe like a Rice or even a Houston or, you know, one of those D1 schools that, you know, they're bringing in, you know, new coaching staffs that, you know, I mean, he's a kid that was a three-star prospect, you know, coming out of Texas a couple years ago. And so, I mean, he was, you know, a known commodity down there. And, you know, he had some other offers that, you know, he turned down. And I think one of the biggest sales pitches to him about Nebraska was the opportunity to come in and play right away and have an immediate impact. And, you know, obviously that didn't work out the way that he hoped. And so, I think that, I think it's just a matter of, you know, finding a better fit for him, a chance where he can, you know, have, you know, more of a role in the rotation and possibly be in the starting lineup next year. So I think it was just, you know, he just wanted to find a better opportunity. And I think there will be plenty of opportunities, you know, down closer to his hometown around the Dallas area that we'll probably be more than happy to bring him in.
We're talking with Robin Washit of HuskerOnline.com. As you wrote in your article, Nebraska now 10 scholarship players, 3 available. You've got Jacob Hammond and Terrence Smith that are coming in. I thought I got the understanding that there might be one more freshman that they wanted to join the class, and you can tell me if that's right or wrong. And then you've also wrote that they're maybe looking at some Division I transfers. So what kind of a Division I transfer does Nebraska get now?
Well, I think that it's pretty clear they want a graduate D1 transfer, you know, a kid that's going to be able to come in and play right away, not have to sit out a year. And I think you're going to look for another big guy, at least one more big guy, you know, a guy that can help, you know, because we don't really know how big of an impact Jacob Hammond's going to be able to make right away, just because I think he's still got, you know, some developing he needs to do physically just to kind of, you know, get the strength to really be a legitimate, you know, low post presence. And so, you know, you're looking for a guy that you could pair with him and Leslie Smith to kind of give yourself some more depth, because that was obviously a big lacking part of that rotation last year. And so I think that there's plenty of guys out there. Now, I think it's just a matter of finding the right fit for your program. You know, you want a guy that's going to come in and blend well with the guys that you have that can also be, you know, a physical presence defensively and offensively, but more importantly than anything, just be a rebounder, because rebounding was at times a huge issue for them. So I think right now the list of transfer players that are available is well over 200 players. So it's really hard to say kind of how far Nebraska has narrowed down its list of targets off that list. But, you know, I think that you'll probably start to, you know, maybe hear a couple of names emerge, you know, over the next couple of weeks. I think they'll really start to kind of zero in on some transfers after the Final Four. So I think priority number one for them right now is filling that vacant assistant coaching position. And I think that they'll probably have that, if not done by this weekend, then shortly after, because the Final Four is basically the world's biggest coaching job convention. So there'll be plenty of interviews done, conversations had. I think that Miles is actually on his way right now down to Dallas, so he'll be there, and you know, I'm sure he'll be putting in plenty of work, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they don't have an assistant coach by the end of the weekend or in the next couple of days after. So that's priority number one, and then I think that after that, they get that settled, then they'll start really seriously zeroing in on some potential transfers to bring in.
Robin, you got any names? Are you hearing anything, A, for assistant coach, or maybe even for one of these transfers? Is there a name or a school out there that you've heard?
Well, you know, a couple of the names as far as coaches go, you know, there's the Miller guy, blank on his first name right now, but Mike Miller's brother, who was the coach at Auburn. You know, obviously that coaching staff was moved on when Bruce Pearl took over there. So I think he's a guy that, you know, immediately came to mind. And then Isaac Chu, the assistant at Marquette, I think that he was an intriguing name that popped up, but I think there's some people that think that he's going to follow Buzz Williams to Virginia Tech and stay with Williams, you know, at least for a couple of years out of Virginia Tech. So really, it's been nothing more than just kind of casual rumors like that. I don't think anything has really picked up that much legitimacy right now. I think, you know, in typical Tim Miles fashion, he's done a pretty good job of keeping, you know, things pretty close to the vest. And, you know, you remember the Kenya Hunter hire. That came completely out of left field. I don't think anyone had Kenya Hunter on any radar. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's a name that hasn't been brought up at all. And, you know, like I said, he's going to have plenty of names to choose from just because Nebraska is probably one of the most attractive assistant coaching positions on the market right now. When you talk about, you know, having a chance to work for a guy like Tim Miles, who, you know, along with being a, you know, incredibly, you know, entertaining and, you know, fun guy to work for, he's also produced a bunch of Division I head coaches now. When you look at the guy up at North Dakota State, Craig Smith, and so on. And so his coaching tree is really starting to take some notice. And then you look at the facilities and, you know, being able to recruit to a new arena with new, the practice facility and a roster that just made the NCAA tournament, basically bringing back your top eight guys from that. And then, you know, I think Nebraska pays about as well as anyone. And so I think every one of his staff last year made upwards around $200,000. So you combine those three things, that makes Nebraska an extremely attractive destination for pretty much any, you know, up-and-coming assistant coach. So he's going to have his pick of the litter. And, you know, I have no doubt that he's going to, you know, make the best choice, you know, that fits with the guys he has on staff now. And that can also help him out, maybe explore some new recruiting territories as well.
As I'm listening to you, and Robin Walsh is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, as I'm listening to you for the last 3 minutes, I mean, I chuckled like two or three times to myself here because I'm thinking, if I took that segment and played that back to you in December, you'd slap your own face, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's amazing.
You know, going from where this team was, you know, in this past fall to where it is now, I mean, it's pretty unbelievable just how quickly things have turned around. And, you know, now Nebraska's a reputable team in the college basketball scene right now, and they're no longer the laughing stock. And it's been fun to kind of follow the growth of this team, and it's kind of it makes you excited about what's to come, just because I think things are only getting started. You know, like I said, they're bringing back basically the whole nucleus of this team, and, you know, adding a couple pieces, and, you know, I'm sure they have three open scholarships, they can add more pieces. And so I don't know. And look at the pieces or the players that are moving on from other Big Ten teams. You know, I think Nebraska has an extremely good chance to be right up there towards the top half of the league, if not in the top three or four again next year, just because of the way things are shaping up right now.
Robin, this was a discussion when we were waiting to see if Nebraska would beat Wisconsin and have a chance to get into the NCAA tournament when there was all the bubble talk. What would be better, making the deep run, going to New York in the NIT, or even though they laid a clunker, it was still making the NCAA tournament. And now that Minnesota, who a lot of people believe is just as equally as good as Nebraska was this season, has played, and they'll play in New York for the championship tonight. Any thoughts? I mean, I kind of thought, well, it would be okay to make it to New York. Now today, I think I'll still take the clunker.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I was asked that a couple times, you know, when that whole discussion was going on. And, you know, I'll put it to you this way. Can you name the teams that were in the NIT championship last year?
Well, the
so but what I'm saying is, what
they
I'm saying
keep
is,
showing
you know,
as far that,
as, you know, expanding the brand of your program.
Yeah.
I mean, being in the NCAA tournament, to rid yourself of that monkey of being a team that hadn't made the NCAA tournament in 16 years, I think that you would take that any day of the week. Just you know, for taking that huge step, you know, as a program to be able to do it in just your second year, you know, I think it goes without question that is far and away the better option of the two. I mean, even if you know, you get the chance to play more games and postseason play and go to New York and all that good stuff, I don't think it's any substitute for the experience that these kids got, you know, not only, you know, getting a taste of what it's like to play on the biggest stage in college basketball, which is the NCAA tournament, but, you know, having that as motivation, you know, moving forward to next year that, well, we've been here, we know we can get there, and now the next step is winning once we get there. So I think that it it's basically a non-point in my opinion. Just that the NCAA tournament was far more beneficial.
But by the way, it was Baylor over Iowa last
there
year in the NIT. I love when we watch the NIT. They've every game I've watched, at one point, they put up who the last four or five champions were: Baylor, Stanford, Wichita State, and Dayton, and how they all did this season and how they have, I guess, taken that to the next level. But heck, Minnesota was the runner-up just 2 years ago in the NIT, so they're kind of still treading water right there. Before we let you go, I do want to ask you a football question, but right now, last basketball, what are the expectations as we set today of this team for next year as compared to the conference? Obviously, I don't think they're going to be picked 12th, but when you kind of overshoot your goals as these guys did, you do got to rein back a little enthusiasm. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't think finishing top half of the Big Ten is unrealistic at all. I mean, you know, like we've been talking about, they basically bring back the entire team that's got a whole year of experience and of experience of winning in the Big Ten under their belt. So I don't think that that's out of the question at all. And I think the next step, as far as, you know, raising the bar of expectations, is to win an NCAA tournament game. And I think that's exactly what Tim Miles will tell you, that, you know, they're never satisfied. I mean, yeah, they got there. That's great. But, you know, they fell short of their goal of winning the first ever NCAA tournament game. So that's the logical next step, and I don't think it's unreasonable at all to put that as kind of the bar of expectations for this team next year, just because they have the roster in place that's shown that they can get there, and now the next step is just to do it when they get there. So I think that, you know, a similar finish in the Big Ten standings, you know, make the NCAA tournament and, you know, win the first-round game. That's kind of, I think, where you put the expectations for this team going into next season.
And on the football field, Nebraska is back from spring break. We've got the spring game next Saturday. Again, camp seems to be pretty easygoing and loose, and with it being open, I bring this up to everybody we talk to, analyst-wise, I think even with you a couple of weeks ago, about, you know, you don't have to make up storylines because you get to see what's actually going on out there. And yesterday's practice, it seemed like the defense really stepped up. Randy Gregory talking a lot after practice. What have you seen here in just the couple of workouts since they've returned from break?
Yeah, I mean, that was far and away the storyline from yesterday's practice. I mean, that front four was pretty much dominant, and you know it they've shown signs of that in previous practices, but that was, you know, by far their best performance as a group. I mean, it wasn't just Randy Gregory. I mean, Vincent Valentine was destroying, you know, plays up the middle, and, you know, Malik Collins, he's been getting praised pretty much after every single practice. When you ask defensive guys, even offensive linemen, you know, who's really stood out on that D line, you know, everyone's saying Malik Collins. And I mean, Amir Abdullah said that he has no doubt in his mind that, you know, Malik's going to be an All-American by the time he's done at Nebraska. So that's been one of the big, you know, storylines that's kind of come out of spring so far. And, you know, I've talked to Greg McMullen a little bit. He's having a great spring. And so you look across that front four, I mean, that's shaping up to be, you know, at least as far as that first string unit, to be, you know, arguably as good as any in the Big Ten, you know, when you go, you know, across the line there. Now, depth is going to be an issue. They still have to get some defensive end depth to step up. You know, they have guys like Joe Keels, who is, you know, slowly but surely kind of adjusting to life at, you know, Division I college football. And, you know, they were counting on a guy like A.J. Natter to kind of step up and, you know, as a redshirt freshman and, you know, kind of fill in that some of that depth. But he's been hurt, so he hasn't really been able to practice that much. And so there's a lot of question marks behind that front line. But, you know, at defensive tackle, I think they're pretty good. And, you know, those two ends, you know, Randy Gregory, he's a monster. I mean, I didn't think that there was a way he could look better than he did last year, but some of the moves he's been putting on are just, you're like, wow. You know, it's like, this guy's the real deal. This is a potential first-round NFL draft pick. So I think far and away, just the how good the defensive line has been has kind of been the thing that stood out the most to me. And, you know, if they can stay healthy, I think that unit has a chance to be really, really good.
And Steve Sippel wrote after Monday's practice that there is no quarterback race. It's the quarterback race is for backup. It's Armstrong. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Armstrong's basically getting 90% of the first team reps, and Riker Fife and Johnny Stanton are splitting the other 10% of those. I think he's just got so much more command under center. You know, he's just got that swagger of what you look for in first team starting quarterback. You know, obviously the experience he gained last year has gone a long way, but he's always kind of had that personality, that take charge leadership personality that, you know, really suits him well to kind of handle all that, all the responsibilities that the starting quarterback at a school like Nebraska entails. So he looked pretty good. You know, I think that he's definitely got to take a step from where he was last year. You know, his record as a starter was really good, but, you know, I think he'd be the first one to tell you that, you know, they left a lot of plays on the field in the passing game. And I think the biggest things he needs to work on are just overall decision-making with his throws and just accuracy on the deep balls. And so that's going to be kind of the thing to watch with him. But, you know, I agree with Sip that it's not a race right now. It's a matter of, you know, can Tommy Armstrong develop and take that next step as a quarterback over the offseason to where he's going to be able to take this offense to the next level next year.
All right, Robin, we'll let you get back to your day. Always appreciate the time here and the knowledge on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Yep, thanks, Doug.
Hey, thanks, Robin. Robin Washington here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And check out more at HuskerOnline.com, a part of our TNL recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. It is almost time, so make sure that your pivot system is ready to go. And if you are still looking for one, you can find out the very latest on anything that you could need from your local TNL dealer or go to TLIRR.com. Proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. When we come back, the head baseball coach at Ohio State, Greg Beals.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Area 4 today and for tonight. As temperatures stay steady in the 30s today, we'll see some scattered areas of light rain, sleet, and snow. Any sleet and snow accumulation stay from a coating to an inch with a gusty north wind. Right now, it's 36.
Line it up, baby!
Hey!
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda with you on this Thursday. Tomorrow, Steve Anderson, Fauner Park, Jim Langan, my co-host, is among the folks that will be bringing on the program and getting ready for the Final Four in the NCAA tournament. The Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge is not over. We have got a handful of people that can win it, but we have got a lot of folks that can get some great, great deals. And I mean, all the way down to like 60th place, we're going to be handing out some. I think even once we get out of that top 50, we may just pick a few out of the hat. Last place gets something. Unless they picked like Nebraska to win it all, then they don't get nothing. But, you know, like the last legitimate entry, they'll get something as well because, hey, that's harder to do than winning it, baby. We've got great items, including the 32-inch Toshiba TV and Sharp Audio System, plus $150 in Cunningham's cash, value nearly $1,000 to our champion. And it's either going to be Terry from Hastings, Tony from South Sioux City, Dennis from Kearney, Mike from Kearney, or Larry. From Kearney, it looks like they are the ones that are in the running for all of the cool stuff. Plus, Papa John's, Prairie Hills Golf, Godfathers of Hastings, Sean Callahan with his book, Kansas City Royals tickets, Big Dally's Deli, and a whole lot more. So we thank all of our fine sponsors making the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge brought to you by Bud Light and Cunningham's Journal, the place to be for all the madness, the best of any contest in the entire state of Nebraska. So there you go, the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. We can still see some movement during this Final Four, which of course you can hear right here on ESPN Radio. A lot of baseball talk on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to catch up with Husker catcher Taylor Fish here from Kearney at the end of the program. But right now, as we always do, we like to preview our weekend opponent, and Nebraska gets back into Big Ten play with Ohio State coming into Haymarket Park this weekend, and we're pleased to be joined by the third-year coach of the Buckeyes, Greg Beals. And, Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate the time.
No problem. It's good to be with you guys. Unfortunately, we're coming back to Nebraska again this year. And with the flip in the schedule, we were there last year, and we get to come back again this year. It's a tough road series going out there to play, but beautiful ballpark. We get to enjoy that.
Well, I was just wondering if you guys even knew your way to the airport after this homestand.
we've been fortunate. You know, we've had a built-in homestand, and it got extended with the poor weather that they had up in Michigan. Michigan State Series, we were supposed to be up there, got moved down to our place, so extended our homestand, which is, it's been nice. You know how we do it early in the year. We chase weather down in the last couple weeks of February, first couple weeks of March, so we were on the road for a month, and now we've been home for almost a month.
Talk about the way, I guess, Coach, the way you're playing. I know you would like to have got a couple against Indiana. You're going to see the two teams that were picked above you in the poll here on back-to-back weekends. But just the level of play you think your team is at right now.
Well, we've been pretty solid all year long. You know, we definitely hit a speed bump last weekend with the series against Indiana. And, you know, Indiana's a good ball club. Picked to win our conference coming off of a College World Series appearance last year and got most of their ball club back. And unfortunately, I think we got them going last weekend. And they played really well. We played just average, and it snowballed on us as they win the series against us. And so now is a great opportunity for us to get back on it. And we got another great opponent this weekend with Nebraska, and it'll be a great series, and we'll see how we bounce back.
I guess the important question is, this is pretty big. I mean, everybody wants to put emphasis on each weekend, but you guys in Nebraska were picked 2 and 3 behind Indiana, and neither one really has gotten off to a good conference start.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I think both teams are in that situation where we're looking for a big weekend. And, you know, I know Darren and his coaching staff do a great job, a lot of respect for them. I know their team will be ready, and I know they're looking at it as an opportunity to kind of get themselves on track as they head into the middle and the back half of Big Ten play.
Greg Beals, head baseball coach at Ohio State, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday morning. They'll come into Lincoln for a 3-game series beginning tomorrow night. Coach, are you feeling a little more settled in now here in year 3? Is the team a little bit more yours? We always like to kind of talk about how long it takes to get comfortable in a new place. Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I am. And actually, this is year 4 for
year
me.
Four,
this is the
me.
First year that that the entire ball club are guys that we have coached and prepared to play, and nothing against the previous staff. Coach Todd's a Hall of Fame coach and did an amazing job here, but we recruit a little different, and the game's changed in the last couple of years with the bat, and it's become more defensive and speed oriented, and we finally feel really good about the personnel that we have and the direction that we're going. And but we're young. Yeah, that's the flip side of it. We finally got them in place, but we're still young, and our guys are learning on the fly here.
Yeah, you talk about some of the guys that had some expectations at the beginning of the year. It's not like they were returning three-year starters for you, and you're struggling a little bit at the plate right now, even with a couple of the guys that had some preseason accolades. Can you pinpoint what's going on there?
Well, guys are pushing, and you know, we got a couple of our older guys who are juniors now and in their draft year, and I think that plays in the factor a little bit, and just handling the pressure of being in the draft and people coming to watch them play, and just quite haven't settled into their season yet. And you know, one of the guys is Pat Porter, our right fielder, and Pat's started to come out this weekend against Indiana in our two midweek games here this week. Had very good ball games, so he's showing signs of breaking out and get going, and we really need that. And the other guy is Trace Dempsey, who was preseason All-American, was our closer last year, and just really hasn't found himself and got into that type of groove that he was in last year. He hasn't found that yet this year.
Take me through what you're expected to use for a rotation this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to go with Ryan Riga, a junior left-hander, on Friday, and then Tanner Tolley is a freshman left-hander on Saturday. And then Greg Greer, one of our senior co-captains, a right-hander, will go on Sunday.
Offensively, one of the youngsters that seems to be hitting it pretty well for you, right at 300, and even a little power for an infielder, and that's Troy Kuhn.
Yeah, Troy's a sophomore and a guy that got a little bit of playing time last year in his freshman year, played behind the senior. But we were very excited about his future all along, was recruited to kind of be that offensive type second baseman, and is really showing that this year. And you know, he's our leadoff guy and kind of just sets the tempo for our offense.
We're talking here for another minute with the Ohio State head baseball coach, Greg Beals. Coach, how much do you pay attention to what you need to do matchup-wise with Nebraska, or is it still all about you?
Well, you know, you always got to have an identity of your opponent and have an idea what they're good at. And, you know, they're swinging the bats extremely well. And they always have a very good game plan. I don't know where they get that from. Maybe it's from their ex-big league coach. I don't know. You're just kidding there. But they have a great game plan and a great approach offensively. And, you know, we just need to out-execute, not try to trick them and just really pitch the bottom of the strike zone with quality pitches and get them out with the pitch that they're looking to hit.
Coach, we've been talking here, and of course for Nebraska fans, ever since they come into the Big Ten, about the facility upgrades, bolstering the conference, getting the RPI up there, scheduling better in the non-conference. Are you satisfied with all of those little criteria here since you took over at Ohio State and how you've kind of built in each one of those areas?
Yeah, I think, first of all, here at Ohio State, we've, since I've been here, we put the synthetic surface. We got AstroTurf on our field. We've revamped our dugout, our batting cage area, our locker room areas here at the stadium. We're getting support from the athletic department here in baseball. And, you know, from a scheduling standpoint, that's coaches. That's what we as coaches need to take that upon ourselves to ramp up our scheduling. I think you're seeing that. I know, you know, our preseason schedule has been pretty strong. Our strength of schedule is up there, and Nebraska certainly has done the same thing in those areas. I see our conference as a whole trending that way. We do have some challenges, though, for some of our programs, you know, especially the northern programs, and especially in their midweek games, the ability to really go get a top-shelf opponent in those midweek games.
And, Coach, I usually like to ask, especially for the teams that are coming into Lincoln, for the fans that go out, maybe who's going to be that guy that has stepped up that we haven't heard of yet, but I think that's probably a pretty easy answer for you guys, and that's Ronnie Dawson.
Yeah, Ronnie's a freshman, and he's an outfielder that's got great tools, a left-handed hitter, a physical young man for a freshman. He does not look like a freshman physically. One thing I'm really impressed with Ronnie's his work ethic. He has come in and works. There's nobody that takes more swings in the batting cages than Ronnie, and that preparation spills out onto the field at game time.
Finally, Coach, I mean, everybody wants to win now, but, boy, you guys look like you've got a heck of a foundation here for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I do. I feel strongly about that, and that makes you feel good. But you do. That doesn't change the expectations for this year. We've got seniors, and we've got some older guys in this program that want to have a championship year, and that's what we're fighting for. And But we are getting great experience from our young guys, and I think we got three seniors on this year's ball club, so we should have a lot coming back for the next couple of years.
Well, we'll try and warm the weather up here in Lincoln for you this weekend, Coach, and we look forward to having the Buckeyes back in town and some great baseball. We always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a safe trip.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Coach. Coach Greg Beals, head coach, Ohio State. They roll in for a three-game series beginning tomorrow night. You can hear the Husker baseball games on 1230 AM KHAS with Greg Sharp, Lane Grindle, and the crew. We're going to stay right with baseball talk. Ohio State coming in, but Nebraska getting a split with Arkansas after going 1-2 this weekend with UNLV, and one of Kearney's own, Taylor Fish, is seeing even more playing time here in his sophomore year. Got the start yesterday, and he joins us here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Taylor, Doug, Duda, good morning. I didn't wake you from a nap, did I?
No, just got done with class and getting ready to go hit, actually. So,
what kind of class did you have today?
I just had Spanish class today. I'm actually traveling during the week. You miss a lot of classes, so it's the first time I actually attended class since before spring break, so... I've been busy, that's for sure.
How hard is that? I mean, sometimes we just kind of pass over that whole student-athlete part. And when you guys are playing midweek games and you've got games basically 5 days a week, how much of a strain does that put on your class time? Because I think you're still doing pretty good.
Oh, it's a grind for sure. I mean, you got to stay on top of things. And, the teachers really have to work with you as well. You got to meet with them before and let them know that you're going to be gone. And so a big part of it's having the right teachers and having them willing to work with you.
What about when you don't have the right teacher? Is that have you had any of those yet?
Yeah, I've had a couple. A lot of those times, you meet with them before the semester and let them know, and they'll be up front with you and tell you it's probably not the class for you, since there's a lot of attendance points and stuff like that. So, but for the most part, most of the teachers work with you. So.
Well, that's good. Let's talk a little bit about just yesterday before we talk about the season as a whole. You got the start yesterday. You got a base knock. Tell me about your game yesterday and a key win so that you guys could split with Arkansas.
Yeah, it was a big win for us. Our team has just been struggling being consistent so far, so it was a good win for us. And Kyle threw really well yesterday, and that set the tone for us. And luckily, we put up enough runs to win it for him.
Your seventh start of the year, you've played in 11 games. Obviously, you're getting a little bit more worked in there as the backup. Are you satisfied with your progression so far?
I'm just trying to make the most of my opportunities. You know, Tanner Lubach's putting together another great year. So, like I said, just trying to make the most of my opportunities, and hopefully the playing time will speak for itself. But, just trying to help the team win.
You think you're doing a little bit better at the plate this year? I know it's still 259 through the games yesterday, but that seems to be a little bit better than what we had last year. And, of course, you're playing fall ball and all the summer stuff. Are you coming along, or you still got a lot of things you're working on?
I still have a lot of things to work on, but baseball is a game of repetition, so the more more reps you get, the more comfortable you feel. And going through fall ball and having a full summer of – like we played 50-some games in the summer, and I started more than half of those. So I'm definitely feeling more comfortable at the plate, seeing the ball well, and Coach Bolt's doing a great job with all the hitters so far. So
we're talking with Taylor Fish. He is the Kearney native, Kearney graduate, playing for the University of Nebraska and doing the catching in his sophomore season here. Got the start yesterday in the win. In fact, Arkansas is already kind of got a little notch in your belt that you got to catch last year against Arkansas when Nebraska threw a combined no-hitter. Is that so far early on the highlight of the Taylor Fish collegiate career?
It's definitely up there. The game-winning hit's right up there with it as well a couple weeks ago. But, catching the no-hitter was definitely a highlight in my career. Kyle actually started that game, Kyle Kubot. So being able to catch him yesterday against Arkansas was pretty special as well.
Okay, now take me back to the game-winning hit, bottom of the ninth. The lead had been there, gets away. Now you got a chance to get a knock. I believe it was a full count. Just kind of take me through that at-bat.
Yeah, I actually didn't start that game. I came in to catch in the ninth, and then so that goes back to just being able to be ready throughout the game and always you never know when Tanner's going to get pinch hit for, or if he'd go down. So you got to stay in the game at all times, even if you're not in the game. And it was a full count, two outs, bases loaded, and the shadows were actually creeping in at the time. So it's that's at all at our ballpark, anyways. It gets kind of tough to see. So I pretty much guessed fastball's coming, and that's what he gave me, and I squeezed one through the right side.
What are you thinking as you're running to first? I mean, that's a pretty cool moment. It has happened, I'm sure, in the high school career, even maybe the first time when you're a little leaguer that you get that first base knock. What's going through your mind?
I actually thought the second baseman was going to dive and stop it and throw me out at first. So once I saw it through to the outfield, I was pretty excited. And the next thing I knew, I was getting dogpiled on first. So it was a pretty fun feeling.
Taylor Fish with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Taylor, what is the mood? We just talked with Coach Beals at Ohio State. They're 2-4 in the conference. They were picked to finish third behind you and Indiana, and of course they got swept by Indiana. You've started conference play, and unusually you already had the bye week, so you had UNLV last week, but obviously a couple of chances that got away at Iowa. How important is this weekend, and what's kind of the mood of the team as you get ready for Ohio State?
A huge weekend for us. I mean, losing two against Iowa is definitely not the start we wanted, but we know this team has a lot more than what we've shown. We just need to put it all together. I mean, in our first however many games we've played, if we're not hitting, we're pitching, but then if we're pitching poorly, then we're hitting. So we just need to put it all together, and I think we can play with anyone in the country if we do that. So it's a big weekend for us, and it'll show a lot what this team's made of.
When you're out there traveling, or when you're going through practice, or it's a long day, are there any words of wisdom from Brad Archer that ever pop into your noggin?
Coach Archer actually came to a game last week.
Yeah, Friday night, I think.
And, yep, I think he had to leave early, so I didn't get to talk to him, but I saw him up in the stands. It was good seeing him. But yeah, I learned a lot from Coach Archer. Obviously, he's a great coach, and just going out and competing is what he always taught me, and giving it your all. So,
what's been so far, Taylor? What's been the toughest part of the transition from playing Legion baseball, since Kearney didn't have high school, but it's basically the same thing, obviously, Legion baseball to what you're trying to do there collegiately?
Much better pitching, obviously. I mean, we're seeing 90-plus arms about every time out. But, I mean, baseball is baseball. You still got to see the ball and hit it and throw the ball and catch it. So nothing other than the speed of the game has really changed. You just got to stay calm and do your thing, I guess.
All right, Taylor, I know you got places to run and balls to hit and get ready for this weekend series with Ohio State. So we wish you the best of luck and continued success. So we'll chat with you again soon here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Taylor Fish headed to the workout this afternoon to get in some more swings as Nebraska gets ready for Ohio State, which is coming up this weekend. And again, all that action will be on 1230 KHAS. By the way, just coming down here, we've got some news with the Tri-City Storm. It's the final weekend of the season, and head coach and general manager Jim Holton has agreed to an extension of his contract, which will keep him here through next season. He was on the show yesterday. Nothing was official, so we didn't get a chance to dive into that. But Holton took over on November 19th, replaced Josh Haugie. The Storm started 4-9-2 in the first 15 games, went 17-25-1 the rest of the way. Also, Coach Holton says that his assistant, J.B. Bittner, who was hired in June, will also be returning. So the Storm coaching staff getting ready for the final weekend, the draft, and they will be back in 2014 and 15. More on the Doug and Daddy Show coming up, and Andy from Midway stops by again this morning. And Andy, I want to know who you're rooting for in the Final Four. Who you got?
Oh, man. I think pretty much like everybody else in Nebraska, anybody but Kentucky. And hard to believe, but I'm going to throw up, it's not West Side symbol, but I'm going to be, I kept seeing all these old people on Facebook throwing up West Side. I was like, they pull out the old NWA CD or what?
No, that's not what it means, man.
You know what?
Wisconsin.
Go Badgers. You know, they're just a gritty team. I really like the way they play. And I think, you know, I was at that Wisconsin-Nebraska game.
Yeah, that was
and it
fun.
Was it was really cool. You know, and I got a lot of respect for, especially that guy that walked over, I think number one, I can't remember his name, but walked over and told Tim Miles after the game that was the funnest basketball game he's ever played in. And I can respect that, you know. And those guys came to play, and, you know, it'd be kind of cool. You know, if we could say we beat Wisconsin, if Wisconsin could somehow magically win a national championship, you know, and you know, I'm sure Nebraska fans will twist that into like, so are we national champions
see,
too?
See, we deserve to be there. It was all good. We beat them, and they beat us, and we beat, anyway. Let's talk about what's going on out at the Midway Auto Dealerships here at the start of April.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know a lot of people over the last couple of months. I know this is going to be hard to believe. We've actually sold during the month of February and March over 250 pre-owned vehicles. A lot of times people think of spring as being synonymous with used car season, and that is very true. Here's part of the reason that I think we found some of the success is because of the Midway Certified Pre-Owned, where you get a two-year or to the odometer reaches 100,000 miles of complete engine and powertrain coverage, plus a six-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive new car bumper-to-bumper warranty if things go bad, like a power window, door lock, alternator starter, CD player. That's all covered. Plus the 30-day exchange privilege. Let's say that something happens and maybe your life changes or maybe circumstances change and you need to get out of that vehicle. We'll go ahead and give you full retail value, what you paid for that vehicle, and trade you into another Midway Certified Pre-Owned vehicle that's going to maybe fit you a little bit better than that. And that isn't where it stops. We actually also have the Midway Advantage, which is three free oil changes inside of that first year, and then also a lifetime supply of car washes every Saturday morning from 8 in the morning till 11 o'clock. That isn't a gimmick. That isn't something that we're like, hey, during the month of April, we're going to run this. We've been doing the same thing for years and years now, and a lot of the community, a lot of the surrounding areas have really come to know and understand what we're about, and we'll be the first one to admit these are man-made vehicles and things can happen. That's why people want that peace of mind when they're driving off of the dealership, and that's why people want to go ahead and know that they're buying a car from a reputable dealership. I say this every day. You go ahead, and there's a lot of great people that sell a lot of great cars in this community, and I'll be the first one to admit that. I'd never say anything bad about anybody here in town. But when you're standing there and you're looking on that used car lot and you can't see a service department, where do you get your service work done? Is it something where they're just coming off of a trailer and they're just getting washed and being put on the lot? Or is it something they're having a rigorous ASC-certified technician go ahead and inspect? Those are all things that you need to ask yourself. The big thing is what we really try and do is we really try and build that relationship, and we really want to understand what your needs and wants are, because this is something, I love it, and God bless. A lot of people want to go walk around the lot and go take a look at all these vehicles. The bad thing is there's so much more to that. When there's 200 pre-owned vehicles to choose from inside of two blocks, I mean, if you took 10 minutes walking around every car, I'm not good at math.
I get tired, man.
Yeah, well, exactly. Tired. I mean, so if you could go ahead and walk around, let's say you could do every car in 5 minutes, that's 12 cars an hour. If you got 200, I mean, you got a calculator sitting there. I know you guys are listening to this at your office, so go ahead and run the math on that. That's why we want to get some information. We don't want to try and sell you something you don't want to buy. Another statistic is about 70 to 80% of the people that go ahead and start off looking for a specific vehicle end up buying a different brand, a different model. It's because they don't necessarily know what's out there, and that's our jobs as product specialists, as salespeople, is to go ahead and help inform you and help you make the best decision. I bet you I can't even count how many times we've had somebody come in. They want to look specifically at this vehicle for these reasons, for this price, and then we say, well, what if we go ahead and look at this one? And they say, well, what are you talking about? Well, I have a vehicle that's very similar to this. It's actually got lower miles and less money. Would you be interested in looking at that?
Okay.
And that's the great part, because there's no surprises. All the prices are right there out on the windows. We aren't going to go ahead and take that where it says $6,955 and change that 6 to a 9 so it says $9,955. It's all transparent. It's all there. And that's what we do at Midway Auto Dealerships. Whether it's Midway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, I can promise you you're going to get a straightforward approach with bottom-line pricing, hassle-free process, and a hassle-free ownership.
See the great folks, salesmen, the managers. Make sure you say hi to them, too, while you're out there, or even if you just need some work done. At the Midway Auto Dealerships, thinkmidway.com. They're located at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy, thanks for the time.
Thank you, sir.
We'll have more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Go look, you know what traveling and basketball and traveling for business both have in common?
Sure do. A lot of business travelers end up feeling penalized for something almost every time they travel.
Right, but La Quinta Inns and Suites gets that. So they take care of one big problem with the LQ Instant Hold mobile feature that lets you hold your hotel room on your mobile with just your phone number.
You mean no credit card, just a phone number?
That's exactly right.
That sounds like a slam dunk to me.
If Instant Hold sounds like a slam dunk to you, let La Quinta take care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold a room like never before at LQ.com.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center. They just keep rolling in for Doug McDermott. Doug Duda with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. He has been named the Senior Class Award winner for men's basketball for celebrating loyalty and achievement for staying in school, which is great there. The annual award voted on by Division I men's basketball coaches, basketball media, and even a little fan vote figures in there. McDermott will graduate in May with a degree in marketing. He's got a 3.0 GPA in four of the last six semesters. Team captain. More than 100 hours of community service in the Omaha area, and, of course, fifth leading scorer in NCAA history. So McDermott wins the Senior Class Award when it comes to men's basketball. He's been named the Player of the Year by about eight different organizations, I believe it is, at last check. Also, Shatrice White, did I say this already? Played in the McDonald's All-American game last night. She's the first girls basketball player from Nebraska to get to do that. It was in Chicago, and she fared well in 18 minutes, 6 points, 9 rebounds, 3 block shots. Her West team won it by a score of 80-78. And the UNK football team has added more players, as we say they always will. Hastings, all the basically non-Division I schools have a good crop that they add after National Letter of Intent signing day. UNK had 33 newcomers on its roster and now put on 15 more. 9 are high school seniors, including Justin Liveringhouse of Kearney High. 6 are transfers, including receiver and return specialist Alan Sampson, who was a starting slot receiver at the University of Hawaii. Plus, Trayvon Presley Freeman will be the third Mesa Community College player to join UNK this offseason, joining receiver Cody Saul and tight end Omar Rodriguez. So there you go. Should be some pretty good players. Also, quarterback Cameron Bidgoli, and I hope I said that kind of close to right. He'll join Bronson Marsh, Tyler McKean, and the rest of the UNK quarterback crew in camp. So there you go. He's the man that threw the ball to Sampson. There we will see what happens with the Lopers as they continue spring practice as well. And I think we've covered just about everything else there is to cover, so that's going to wrap things up for today's edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And we want to thank our baseball guests, Nebraska catcher Taylor Fish, right here out of Kearney, Greg Beals, the head baseball coach at Ohio State, or the Ohio State for you Buckeye alum, and of course also to Robin Walsh of HuskerOnline.com, talking a little spring football and Nebraska basketball with three of the players that didn't see a lot of playing time anyway, set to transfer. So there you go. Also, Sadie Murn going to leave the women's basketball team. Hannah Taverdi announced she was leaving last week. So both teams, that's the nature of the sport. You see that going on. Among our guests tomorrow, Steve Anderson from Fodder Park will also be previewing the Final Four, especially the Wisconsin side of things as they get ready to take on Kentucky. And Jim Langan will be our co-host. So we enjoy it. We hope you did as well. If you miss any of the Doug and Daddy Show, any of the interviews, they're up on our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com. We will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.